Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Redemption Church. The following sermon is by our pastoral resident, Scotty Miser.
So this Sunday, there was a refrain in that behemoth of a passage. Did anyone catch it? Well, it's right on the slide. It was awake, awake! We're talking about the awake, awakes today. We've spent a lot of time talking about Israel in exile, as we've spoken in Isaiah. This is written to a people in exile who are being told that their time away from home is coming to a close. And what this passage communicates, and what I really want to drill into your heads today, is that bringing people to new life isn't just something that God did once, and it was really cool, but he only did it once. And it isn't just something that God does in general. It's something that God is actively doing today in you, whether you see it or not. And the challenge is that we're often asleep to the life that God is bringing in us and around us without our knowledge. And so that's why I'm really excited about this refrain. Also because I'm really tired, and it's the middle of November. Awake! I need to be told that. Awake! So we're going to read through that whole thing again. No, I'm just kidding. but we're going to go over the three awake awakes. And I want to help drill this into your head. I came up with a little refrain. So I'm going to say that first line, and together we're all going to say, awake! All right? So, if you learn nothing else from today, God is bringing you to new life. Awake! Let's try it again. God is bringing you to new life. Awake! Amen. So the first awake, awake. Awake to God's track record. I have the opening passage right here in verse 9. Awake! Awake, arm of the Lord, clothe yourself with strength. Awake, as in days gone by, as in generations of old. Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made a road in the depths of the sea so that the redeemed might cross over? So this first statement, this first awake, awake, is addressed to God. It's a prayer. It's looking back on his deliverance of Israel from Egypt, and it's asking him to do the same thing again. It's looking back specifically on the image of him parting the Red Sea so that his people could pass safely through. And I find this particularly interesting because it reminds me that a lot of the Bible is actually spent looking back at Bible times. Like, this isn't just a modern problem. People in the Bible forget about God's strength. And they have to look back to be reminded. They look back to the creation. They look back to the Exodus. And that's that first thing I want us to remember is that the God who promises new life to you is a God of wonders. I think we need to look back on that. Amanda, bring that. Thank you. When we look back on these wonders, this is the God who guided Israel through the wilderness, through the Red Sea. This is the God who guided Israel by a pillar of cloud and of fire. He fed them with manna and quail and water. He healed their sickness and he gave them shelter. And this God is bringing you to new life. God is bringing you to new life. Awake. Amen. So we look back and we remember God's track record because so often we forget. But I think the other thing we need to be awakened to is I think we do need to realize the hardship. I think we do need to realize the exile that we've either been through or we're currently in. want to bring up that second awake, awake. Awake, awake. Rise up, Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath. You have drained to its dregs the goblet that makes people stagger. This is what your sovereign Lord says, your God, who defends his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup that made you stagger. From that cup, the goblet of my wrath, you will never drink again. So the second awake, awake isn't addressed to God. In the first statement, we're asking God to act as he did in days of old, but the second one is addressed to the people in exile. Apparently, they also have some awakening to do. They also have an end of the bargain to hold up. It's a statement to the people in exile presently. God speaks to them and recognizes for that last 70 years, they have been receiving God's discipline. For 70 years, they have been drinking from what this passage calls the cup of God's wrath. And I'm not entirely prepared to give a whole sermon on the wrath of God, but what I found interesting about what this passage had to say about it was that it suggests that God's wrath actually has a limit. It has an end. It's not as eternal as his love. This passage suggests that the goal with Israel is not punishment, but discipline. It's to make disciples. It's to make them something new. And now, God calls on them to awake, to be made something new, to enter out of this period of wrath and receiving hardship and into new life. But in this passage, the prophet only does this after acknowledging the realities of exile. He doesn't simply say to Israel, all right, you're done. Time to get over it. Let's just leave that cup over there. I'll take care of it later. He recognizes and spends a lot of time on the pain of the last 70 years. And I think this is important not just to how we look at God's wrath. I think it's important to how we look at pain and hardship in general. We need to recognize it for what it is. It's not eternal, but it is real. Dismissing hardship, our own or others, isn't simply foolish, it's dangerous. To awake to new life, we need to acknowledge the things that have put us to sleep in the good work of God, that has put us asleep to the good work that he's doing. I want you to know today, God is bringing you to new life. Awake. Let's try it again. God is bringing you to new life. Awake. Amen. Okay, so this is the good part. We're not merely awakening to something God did once. We're not merely awakening to things we're suffering from currently. We're awakening to God's promise, a promise of new life, to the third and final awake, awake. Awake, awake. Zion, clothe yourself with strength. Put on the garments of splendor, Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. So this final awake, awake, first one was to God. Second one was to Israel in exile. This final one is to the city of Jerusalem itself, sitting empty, desolate. And it's telling the city, get ready for Israel's return. There are going to be people living in you again. And that, friends, is the full promise of restoration. That is the full and eternal awake, awake. God does not merely take us out of our suffering. He takes us in to his love. The goal here is not merely survival. It is new life. And I think this is an important distinction to make, because a lot of us, we know God has done good things in theory, and then we get to step two, we get to the second awake, awake, and we name our pain. But this third step, it doesn't end there. We don't just name our suffering so that we can wallow in it, so that we can wallow and make pain our identity. We name it so that God can better bring us through it. So even the dead parts, again, can be filled with life. Like Jerusalem, the most dead parts of us can be filled again with new life. Friends, there is hope. God is bringing you to new life. Awake! God is bringing you to new life. Awake! Amen. We don't suffer eternally, and we don't suffer alone. And if you want proof of God's ability and God's nature to bring beauty through suffering, I would say look no further than the cross. God refuses to be restricted to theory. God refuses to stay silent in the face of suffering. God's Son is brought low and made vulnerable to wounds and to death. But it doesn't end there. From death comes new life. From that death, friends, comes resurrection. So we look back not only to God's work in Exodus, but to God's work as Jesus, who drinks the cup of God's wrath, by the way, drinks the cup of God's wrath once and for all. And we see that God is always, always bringing the afflicted to new life. Not around the wounds, not around the waters, but through them. He brings us to new life. And like the sun, we are scarred, but we are resurrected. God is bringing you to new life. Awake. God is bringing you to new life. Awake. Amen.
To find out more about Redemption Church, visit redemptionbristol.org.